Congressman Tim Walberg joins us on the line. What are people in Washington saying about Michigan these days? When you go back and, you know, talk to them, because obviously Michigan's done a big push here last few years, tourism-wise, the Pure Michigan campaign that's trying to reach almost nationwide. What has it changed since you were first in Washington?
Well, it has. It has. And I think Pure Michigan ads being all over the country have caused people to move their attention toward that. One of my good friends and colleagues from Indiana, in fact, told me last week that he will be vacationing with his wife for the first time up on Mackinac Island and is looking forward to it. Had an opportunity to tell him all of the unique places on the island and what to look for and what to do, what not to miss. I had a colleague from, in fact, the Deputy Majority Whip, Peter Roskam, told me he has been hearing all over Illinois the Pure Michigan ads, and another Illinois colleague from further south in the state said that he heard that Pure Michigan ad going on, and if he's looking at TV, all of a sudden he realized that it was pictures of Chicago skyline, and then he realized it was not a Pure Michigan ad, but it was a copy of a Pure Michigan ad for Illinois. So we've got some good things, and just Detroit has a lot of questions about Detroit bailout or a bankruptcy and about potential bailout. I've had a chance to say to my colleagues that a great state like Michigan also needs a great city. That's a focal point. And so this is an opportunity to do the right thing for the first time in many, many years and show some leadership in turning that city around in the proper way, going through the pain that it'll take to do it, but nonetheless getting back and having a restart.
Yeah. Well, I was a skeptic when they first rolled out the name Pure Michigan. I thought it was kind of goofy. But you know what? I am a convert now, because I think it has become a great hook for people to get to remember outstate for the state of Michigan. But back to Detroit with that bankruptcy, you know, they've actually said that they don't, the leaders there, that we don't want a bailout. Do they need a bailout from the federal government?
No.
Good. We made pure and simple there. I like it.
No, I really don't. I really don't think so. That's not being hard on Detroit, and certainly not on the problems of the pensioners, many of whom are totally innocent in the problem and are going to be hurt potentially from this. But it is not the United States problem, Detroit. There are other cities that are going to have problems. There are other cities that have done the right thing. Why should Indianapolis people, for instance, have the responsibility of helping to bailout Detroit? No, I think we should do it on our own. And the state of Michigan will be taking action and considering what the state needs to do. But more importantly, I think it is the city of Detroit that has to decide what they're going to do. And I think the provision of an emergency manager with now opportunity for bankruptcy proceedings and a judge that will be looking at that will, I think, do what's necessary, even amidst the pain, to get it righted. And then we hope there will be leadership for the first time in a long time that will have the guts to do what's necessary and not get this city back into a problem after it's gone through the bankruptcy.
All right. Showdown earlier this week and actually split parties in this whole discussion process of the National Security Agency, the NSA program. Justin Amash from the west side of the state of Michigan was leading the charge to really scrap everything. You voted that down as part of the measures that were being voted on in Congress. Give us the background on this and why you voted the way you did, and maybe why Justin Amash is approaching it the way he is.
Well, it's interesting that it was an Amash-Conyers amendment. That's quite a
strange bedfellows.
Quite a strange bedfellow couple there. Conyers, who is, he admits to being socialist, and then Justin Amash is a libertarian. I think it's a naive point of view that Justin took on this one. He's a good friend, good colleague, but I think he was wrong, absolutely wrong. The Heritage Foundation said so very strongly in a letter to the general public as well as members of Congress. Michelle Bachmann stood up very strongly, the chairman of our House Tea Party caucus, and had a shrinking violet on taking on big government. But she very clearly said, this is wrong. This will take away a tool that is of absolute necessity for our country and has never been abused. We always ought to watch it. We always ought to watch our government, and think especially the IRS now. But the bottom line is it's a tool that has saved lives, and it has not violated civil rights in any case that has been indicated. None have been adjudicated. There's been no challenge, and I think we ought to continue it on. So I think it was a misguided attempt. And when you see the people that that opposed it, like Steve King, Michelle Bachmann, and our own Mike Rogers, you got to say, thank God it didn't pass. It's very clear that the NSA on the phone records, and it's just the phone numbers that they have, that's all. They have less information than what is contained in your cold water phone book, which has not only the phone number, but the name attached to it, as well as the address of the residents. That's way beyond what the NSA has in their record that we're talking about here, and I think it's because of wrong information. I think it's because of national media attempts to make this something more than it really is that we have this problem.
Justin Amash was seen, I think, as one of the rising members of the party, the conservative voice. Does this hurt his reputation a little bit?
I don't know. No, he's not. He's not a conservative. I think that's what needs to be told. And I'm not saying that in a pejorative sense. He is a libertarian, and that's different from a conservative. If you look at his voting record, he's voted 51% of the time since he's been in Congress with the president. Now, for different reasons, and different reasons even from Mr. Conyers being on his amendment, but nonetheless, the votes still come down the same way. And so he is a libertarian after the pattern of an individual who just simply says, we don't want any government involvement. I don't think that's realistic. I don't think that's good. We want a limited government. We want control by the people. But this type of thing is naive by a huge stretch to say that we will take a tool away that has prevented 54 atrocities from taking place on this country since it was implemented in 2001. I think also it's good to know, Ken, that it has been used so cautiously that had the Patriot Act been violated in the Boston Massacre situation with the two bombers, we had information we could have gained, and we could have done snooping from communications to and from Russia. But because they were on American soil, one was an American citizen, the other was a legal documented resident of the country, the law would not allow us to snoop, and we didn't snoop, and we see the outcome. That's not to say we want to change that, but that's the danger we go with every day. Living under the law, we catch most of things, but living under the law, we also will have the opportunity to miss something like the Boston Massacre.
All right. On the lighter side, what's on the Wahlberg agenda for the weekend? You guys going to play in the sun a little bit?
I don't have much of an opportunity to that. Well, I guess I should say I'll be walking in the fair parade in Monroe County on Sunday, so we'll be in the sun, and it looks like it's going to be a nice weekend. But today we're heading out to Eaton County, doing a bunch of manufacturing visits, farm roundtable, and other things. And then we're looking forward to be over to Branch County Fair Parade and the fair next week. Lots happening. We're always glad to get back to Michigan. We have one more week of sessions in Washington. Then we'll be home for our August in district and plenty of town hall meetings. We got one coming up in Quincy. In the next, I think, week and a half, and other things like that taking place all across this great 7th District during the month of August.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, you've got to enjoy a little bit of this pure Michigan, too, so.
Oh, yeah.
Tim, thanks. We'll talk next week, all right?
Look forward to it.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. That is 7th District Congressman Tim Wahlberg with us this morning back in district here, AM 1590 and FM 95.5.